One of my favorite all-time statements is by the Greek philosopher Heraclitus, who says, "No man ever steps into the same river twice, because it's not the same river, and he is not the same man." The meaning behind this statement to me is that the only constant in life is movement and change. Everything is changing moment by moment. Relationships change moment by moment. And to be grounded in this awareness, I think, is really important and significant. Because I've watched, now as I'm maturing more in life, I've watched those whom I've grown up with, how their lives have transpired, how family members' lives have transpired. Seen the number of individuals who have gone into addiction, who have gone through divorces, and on and on and on. And as you ponder and look at a once happy couple or a once stable and happy individual, where was the linchpin moment when things started to go south? It had to happen in a moment in time, right? The first time someone used a drug, the first time someone took a sip of alcohol. In my career, my specialization, when I went to grad school, I got a master's degree in clinical psychology, but I specialized in addiction studies. And I worked for a number of years in my career, probably a total of, oh my goodness, what, about 8 years, worked in methadone clinics. And that was for individuals. If you don't know what methadone is, it's a synthetic or man-made substance, an opiate, a painkiller that is used to treat those who are struggling with an opiate addiction, like heroin, Oxycontin, any type of drug like that, Percocet, Lortab, any painkiller. And as I saw, man, I can picture in my mind so many early mornings. So methadone, it's an oral drug you drink. I mean, you can take it in tablet form, but usually it's a liquid. And every major city in the country has a methadone clinic in it, or a number of methadone clinics. It's a harm reduction clinic, meaning that they understand that those who become addicted to painkillers, that they're most likely not going to stop using. It's so powerful, the addiction to the body and to the mind, that they're going to keep using. And so instead of using needles and being illegal, the methadone comes along to have the drug given to clients, and they line up in the morning and they drink their methadone, and it's legal, and a doctor prescribes it. It's a harm reduction model, meaning let's get them off the streets, let's get away from the illegal use of drugs and sharing needles and all of that stuff. And so anyway, the stuff that I've seen would be impossible to describe. I've seen people with boils all over their bodies and watched individuals in withdrawal, what that's really like. And it's just heart-wrenching to see the power that a substance can have on a person. But here's the question, back to what I was saying earlier. Where is the linchpin moment when one choice in a moment of time opened up a door for that eventual path? Was it the first time someone decided, I'm going to smoke some weed? It's the first time they used a cigarette. The first time they took a drink of alcohol. The first hit of heroin. You know, you've heard the term perhaps gateway drugs. Anyway, what I'm trying to say, as I'm rambling around here, is every moment is the most significant moment in your life. What choices are you making right now? Where will this choice lead? How will you respond to an individual in front of you if you're worried about a relationship or you're working on a relationship? I'm thinking of a couple that I've been working with for a good while, and I was talking to the husband. My personal preference is I do not like doing couples counseling. I've done that before a number of times in my career, and this is my experience with couples counseling. They both come, and each partner's going, man, I got to get this therapist to align with me. See what I'm dealing with in my relationship, and the moment that I will listen to one partner go, oh yeah, you know, she's got a good point there. You know, husband, will you take a look at this? Then the husband gets turned off and goes, yep, he's aligned with her. I don't like this therapist. Or vice versa. I've seen that a million times. So when people come to me for marriage counseling, I go, I will see you individually. There's others that are better working with a couple. I just don't enjoy doing it. And so I will work with them individually. I say, tell me what's going on with you and how you're responding to your spouse. And for example, a husband came to me and just to the point where he's going, I just don't think I can deal with the stuff in our relationship anymore. I just think I'm done. I'm seriously considering divorce. I just don't think I can do it. She's not doing this, she's not doing that, blah, 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 blah. And I said, look, why don't you, and we've been working on this for a while, it's easier said than done. I said, why don't you just go listen to your spouse? Just go listen to her. Instead of you going and pointing the finger and saying, you're not doing this, you're not doing that, you're not... Why is this happening? Why are you favoring the children in this? Anyway, I just said, just go listen to her. Let her talk and practice what I call reflective listening. Just reflect back to her some of the things that she's saying. And summarize. It's using something called motivational interviewing. Just listen to her. Anyway, he took that information and he went and he did it. And he, from in our session, he was like, totally, woe is me. I can't take this anymore. I've got to move on with my life. He texted me the next day and he says, I want you to know how grateful I am for what we talked about yesterday, because I went home and I just listened to her. And I was able to help her feel understood where she's coming from. And then she was able to listen to me. And we're in a good place. We work things out. You see, back to no man ever steps into the same river twice, because it's not the same river and he's not the same man. Every single interaction we have with another person is significant. Every single choice we make moment by moment is significant. You are never going to have trouble with alcohol or drug use if you don't take the first drink or first hit. You're never going to have a problem with that. Every one of us have the ability to choose. But once we make a choice, then there's other forces that start to be in play. Notwithstanding that, there is a place within us where we have our agency, we have the freedom to choose whatever it is we're going to do. And if we don't like where we're at in life, we can change. Really, Yeah, and isn't that what therapy is about? Individuals are trying to figure out how to change. That's why anyone enters into a therapeutic relationship. Had an individual reach out to me, or a colleague who referred someone to me yesterday, and says, "Can you please see this individual? He really needs help. He doesn't have the funding to get therapy, so I'm going to cover the cost of therapy. But will you see him? He is so self-loathing, self-sabotaging." And anyway, I met with him yesterday, and for the first time, just to get a feel of where he's from. Tons of past abuse. It's amazing. He's in his 40s right now. Had never heard of the ACE study before. Adverse Childhood Experiences study. If you haven't heard of that, just Google it. It's one of the most significant studies that's ever been done. Collaboration between Kaiser Permanente Hospital and the Center of Disease Control. And it clearly shows that what we experience during the first 18 years of our life, it really does lay a foundation for the rest of our life. And so individuals come to therapy to try to unpack that. And we try to work on things and try to understand some of the roots of the problem. And it is important to get to some of the roots and to identify certain things. You know, I've heard some say that, that's not important. It is important, because it does leave a scar. And it is a part of us. And the traumas we experience in life, they don't ever completely go away. There is no one and done with them. They become a part of our story. The question is, what do we do with those things? How can we learn from them? Turn all of those experiences into some form of mission that I'm going to take this stuff and I'm going to make my life better because of it. I'm going to become stronger because it's called post-traumatic growth. So in this brief podcast, I want you to ponder again this statement. No man ever steps into the same river twice, because it's not the same river and he's not the same man. Every interaction you have with another person is significant. The relationships that you're involved in right now, they're moving. They're changing day by day. The interactions that you have today, how you respond to someone today, will determine what path this relationship will continue to take. Are you going to meet it with love, patience, compassion, gentleness? Or are you going to be a dictator? Are you... Anyway, it takes a lot of soul searching inside of yourself. What is it that you really want in your life? And if something's not going super well, keep searching for answers. Keep believing in the process of change, that you really can heal relationships if you you learn perhaps to respond a different way. If a relationship isn't going super well, look inside of yourself. I'll leave you with this thought. Think of the ideal partner that you want in your life. The ideal relationship that you want, a type of person you want to be with. You become that person. Instead of projecting that this person needs to do this, that person needs to do that, and so forth. You become that person that you're desiring to attract into your life. And then see what happens. Again, focus on the small and simple interactions you have today with other individuals that are in your life. Show love, gentleness, compassion, and I'm just saying things are going to go better for you. Be gentle with other people. Listen. People are striving to feel understood and cared for. Everyone at their core is seeking that safety. Provide that for another person, and then watch what comes back to you.